Today on City Cash Chicago, anyone who's ever bought a house, especially in this market, knows that sometimes you got to make compromises.
This house met like 2 of 5 criteria that we had.
Mandatory criteria.
Yeah, mandatory. Okay. One of them was like, it doesn't need to have a lot of work to be done because we were living.
I'm sorry, does not need to?
Yes. Yeah, that was like number one that it did not meet.
You see, the 19th century Victorian house this Rogers Park couple bought in January, it does need some work. And any changes they make carry extra weight because the house is pretty famous in the neighborhood. It's the Candyland House. If you haven't seen it, it's hard to miss. The exterior is painted in teal, yellow, white, and pink stripes. We toured the Candyland House with its new owners, who tell us why it's so important for them to share their DIY renovation experience. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is City Cash Chicago.
Okay, I should say for the microphone, for the recording. Yeah, the blinds. What do you call these blinds?
Venetian.
We've got gray, yellow, turquoise, pinky peach, salmon-y. Okay, now this is the back patio?
The sunroom? Yeah.
Okay, and the tile's the same.
The tile floors match.
Wow. But look at this backyard.
Yes.
This is incredible.
At one point, the deck matched the house, too. You could see the old colors.
CityCast lead producer Carrie Shepard visited Joe Bergantino and Ricky Gonzalez and their three dogs. The multicolor theme spreads to everything in the house. I'm talking floors, walls, furniture that were either teal, yellow, or pink, and most of the paint has this, like, gold glitter embedded in it. Joe and Ricky are doing almost all the updates to the house themselves. They document the projects on the Instagram page, Homos with Hammers.
Who wants to tell your origin story? How you met?
So we met through Reddit. We were both part of the gamers community, GAYMERS, basically gay video game nerds. We got engaged in 2019 with plans of getting married in 2020, and then something happened to prevent that. I don't know.
Yeah, change your plans.
So we pushed our wedding back until this year. And with no plans to buy a house, really, it could just kind of happen. And then, so this year we bought a house and are getting married, and there's just a lot going on.
We both work from home, and that's kind of the reason why we were looking at bigger houses, but then we accidentally bought this one, is what we like to say.
Accidentally, huh?
Yeah, so our friend lives like a block that way, like quite literally. And we would walk by here. They've lived there for a few years. We would walk by, and we would see it. And I'm just like, ooh, this is kind of interesting. I kind of love it, blah, blah, blah. And that was before it was for sale. And then when we found it go up for sale, we were actually looking.
As going through the process, what was your budget?
Around $600,000, I think, was our cap, like, which was also very optimistic considering how the market was.
We had no idea.
Yeah, but so we were looking, we had about $600,000. We bid on other places, we overbid on other places and got shut down. Joe was still subscribed to the Zillow notifications. And so he got the notification that this house came up on the market. And he like jokingly says to me, like, that's still up. And then like I brought it up and he went, oh no, I was just kidding, absolutely not. And then like 2 days later, I was like, yeah, but did you see the attic pictures?
So Ricky tells you, but did you see the attic? For people who haven't seen the photos on Zillow, explain what was so appealing about this space.
So there's what you go up these tiny little flight of stairs, and then you walk into a room that is about 1,000 square feet. It's all white, except all the trim is natural wood, and there's bright skylights, sun coming through, vaulted ceilings that are about 20, 25 feet tall. And it's gorgeous. It's a huge room, and you even get access to the front turret of the house, so it's like a little hideaway. But then you turn around, and there's an open concept bathroom in the corner.
It's a bathroom with no wall.
I was going to say open concept is a nice way to say it.
There's like a toilet in the middle of the room is what it is. There's a toilet and a tub in the middle of the room, in the corner of the room, not in the middle, with no walls.
Maybe it's not surprising, but the previous owners of the Candyland house were artists. Joe and Ricky bought the house from Jackie Seiden, who lived there with her husband for nearly 50 years. The home was a combination of like art studio, gallery, and center of creative freedom.
I have the feeling that Jackie would kind of purchase and display anything that she found with the house colors. So there was like shoes, there was underwear on the walls, there was a leather couch that was in the pink of the house, but maybe 40 years old. There was cracks in the plaster, there was glitter on the walls, there was glitter on the pianos, there was glitter on the radio. So it just, if you don't think about all of it at once, it's great.
Did you feel like, well, especially because these are artists that really put so much in thought into this house and the design, how much of that did you think you had to really keep the integrity of that attached?
We definitely made a lowball offer, and included in the offer, Joe included a letter promising, you know, we're kind of weirdos and we're going to keep it funky, we're going to keep it fun. Because we recognize that like this was a labor of love. You don't put this much time and effort into a house if you're not very passionate about it. You know, we might update a few of the colors outside, but it's going to stay within the same kind of bright, crazy, painted lady style. On the inside, we are definitely getting rid of the textured walls and a lot of the glitter. But even though we've never met her in person, right? Because this was Jackie's work for the most part. She's inspired us to like be creative and have fun with it and like not turn it into a super serious, stately Victorian manor, but turn it into a fun house, a fun home where we can have fun with each other.
And in fact, if we were to do like quote normal stuff, people would probably send us hate mail. Like they are upset that we might paint the house, and we're not telling them what we're painting the house, but it's not going to be much different because we want it to still be this character.
So let's go, do you mind, maybe we tour? Now we're in the main living room, right? Okay. So it looks like you've already started. Is this new paint, old paint?
The green is new.
The rule is nothing permanent could be super funky. Paint is paint. Like, we could always repaint it.
We should say there are these three archways that go into the track lighting. Okay.
Like an arabesque kind of peak to them.
We are closing off the middle arch because it's very weird. Because like, if we put the couch on the other wall, then you just watch people come in and out of the bathroom, and it's very weird. So we're closing off the middle arch. It'll also help keep the house cooler when we get like AC.
So.
Okay, and wow, a lot of glitter.
And a lot of glitter on
everything. A lot of glitter on everything. How do you think they got the glitter on everything?
It kind of looks like they threw it.
As they were painting, this is craft glitter. It's on the ceilings, it's on the doors, the door handles, the pianos that they left, the radiators, everywhere. We are quite honestly getting glitter like in our hair. Like we'll go out to like a bar and our friends like, yeah, glitter on it.
I'm
like,
I pick glitter out of Joe's hair quite a lot.
There's five mirrors in the stairs to the third floor, and it's insane. It feels like a funky, fun house.
This was originally Jackie's art studio. This was not. So this is where she taught classes, where she did her art. Originally, we were very optimistic in terms of what we were going to be able to do with this bathroom. So we priced out a dormer that was about $50,000, which was shocking to us. We thought that that would have been a cheaper option. It's good enough. The downstairs bathroom is good enough for now. This is kind of lower on the priority list, but eventually, this will not be an open concept bathroom. It will be a shower and a bathroom that we can use.
I'm glad we're ending here, like sort of the tour, because this is where we started, because
this is what drew us in.
This is what you fell in love with. Yeah. And now that we're in it, does it live up to what you saw in the pictures?
It does. It's just like calming up here. It's all natural woods with white walls and I think 7 skylights. And it's so bright, it's super airy, and at night it feels like you're in a cabin in the woods.
Aww.
And I don't, like, it's
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like we didn't have to do much up here, and that's kind of why we're just like, we have one spot that is our oasis.
So I have to ask, yeah. How has this project changed you as a couple? This stuff can be really stressful.
Yeah, so, no, it definitely can be, because when we were DIYing stuff in our old house, it was way worse because we had nowhere to go. It was 1,000 square feet. But here, like, I could go, if Ricky's like hammering away and doing stuff, I could go downstairs or I could come up here.
Has there been a project that really tested you, like where you had to be like, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take a walk around the block.
All of them?
That's again why we're doing one room at a time now.
I get overwhelmed. It just happened last week when I started thinking of the project as a whole, and I literally had a panic attack and had to sit outside for like an hour just because it's too much. It's too much, especially, you know, we don't have a budget of $500,000 to just call someone.
Great. Then we don't have to do all that ourselves.
So you just have to, like Joe said, take it one room at a time.
Whose idea was it to document it all on Instagram, and why did you want to do that?
Well, my sister helped us come up with the name of Homos with Hammers, so it's like funny, but at the same time, I want to add a sense of realness, because like whatever you see online, people are like, oh, it's picturesque, it's perfect, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like that's not real life. So like what I also am doing is showing you things, how to do it yourself, how you can save money, showing you the real aspects of it. But yeah, like it's empowering to show the LGBTQIA+ community that you could do it. It's not hard. You don't need to have $1 million. We don't have $1 million. We had to put down as little as possible on this house. We have a mortgage. So
with the exception of the money we made off our old house, which is less than $100,000, I think we had like $80,000 maybe to work with, all of which is going into the kitchen, the trees, and some electrical issues. The rest of it is maybe like $2,500 a month that we have to spend on this.
Quote, play with.
So that leads to the big question, as this is the Candyland house, the Rainbow Cone house, the Barbie house, what will the exterior colors paint? Is that going to be the last big reveal?
We are not huge fans of the teal, which we understand that the pink plus the yellow plus the teal is what makes it Candyland. But we're keeping the orange, pink, red kind of spectrum. We have not decided on what we're replacing the teal with.
It might be a deeper blue. Okay. It's still going to be yellow. It's still going to be pink. It's still going to be orange. But it might just be a few shades darker. We like it. Like, it makes us smile and giggle when we walk up to the house. Like, at the end of the day, it's fun. It's great. It makes us smile every time we see it. I know it makes other people smile when they see it. And that's kind of like, we want to keep that character. But yeah, we like seeing people smile and laugh.
You can follow Joe Bergantino and Ricky Gonzalez as they renovate the Candyland house at their Instagram, Homos with Hammers. For some pictures of the house, head to the newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. In case you missed it, Governor Pritzker named monkeypox a public health emergency as the state has the third most confirmed cases in the country, according to the CDC. Now, the governor says it'll allow for more testing and vaccines. Right now, vaccines are only available for high-risk individuals. Y'all, today could be a hot and rainy day. There's a heat advisory from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They say it's going to feel like maybe 105, and then we got severe thunderstorm warning. So you might want to stay in the crib. Here's some good news to get you through. The Hedgewish Fest is back on the southeast side this Saturday. Go and grab you a plate, check out the Crafters Market, and pull up a lawn chair for some live music. As always, I appreciate you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
So yeah, right now it's just storage. And
are those your photos up there?
No, those are not our kids.
There's some history to this room, apparently.
That's so funny.
This is what it looked like.
This was Jackie's Henry VIII bedroom.